What's up, Mixed Emotions family? It's your girl, India, and we're here to tell you about the Mixed Emotions Hotline.
It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Arrows, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show. To be, you know, episode 157 mm-hmm. Boys, and man, yeah, thank y'all for coming back for another episode. Hey, stop what you're doing right this second, go ahead and like, comment, subscribe. Ooh, I almost forgot. Go ahead, like, comment, subscribe, share, because that's the main thing. Did you get me? You're Dom Murrow. Damn, that's crazy because I got you back already.
What? Already?
Yeah.
Where?
Hey, look around.
Are you still in Virginia now?
Oh my god.
Hey, karma is quick. But, yeah.
Mr. Wavy Willis, but if I could find it.
Oh, do you want me to tell you how I did it?
Where is it?
It's in your email.
My email? What? Hold on. What?
The Yahoo email. Yeah, go ahead.
Which email here?
Yahoo. Yeah. Check
wow.
it out.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hey, okay, we right back at it.
Above and beyond now.
Hey, I'm doing what I got to do. You feel me? I'm doing what I got to do. You got me, and sorry, I got you right back.
Yeah. Wow.
You got me and I got you right back. I sent it as soon as we press start.
This is crazy.
I got to do what I got to do. I got to do what I got to do.
Okay, just touche. It's your girl. Right.
India.
Oh my God.
I'm over here scared for my fucking life. And what's crazy is I checked my email. As soon as we started this bitch, I was like, just in case.
This is crazy, dog.
Just in case.
Good stuff.
Hey, I got to do what I got to do, man.
My email.
Ooh, I didn't hear you say it's your boy though. That was good though. I'll give you that. I did not hear you say it. You got me good. I just seen India's reaction. I'm like, damn, he got me. So it's all
I
good.
Thought for sure you heard him. I did not.
I did not hear him. He got me though. but hey, we just both taking L's today, and that's okay. That's okay with me.
Damn.
Yeah, but thank y'all for coming back. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, share. It really do go a long way. By the way, we want to thank y'all. We did make it to our first goal for subscribers, which was only 15 subscribers. So if y'all want to get us to 30, that would be very helpful. Believe me, it go a long way with the algorithm. So just if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube, you don't even have to ever watch it again. I would like you to, but just subscribe to it.
Yeah.
The link is in the description of the audio. We get a lot of audio listeners. I don't know why y'all don't really fuck with YouTube. I really don't. I'm not here to criticize you for it either. I just want you to click on that link, go to the YouTube, subscribe. You don't even have to go back. If you don't really fuck with us on YouTube, that's fine. You can keep listening. Yep. But we're just trying to get to this next goal, which is 30. So, 30 people, y'all go ahead and y'all do that for us. Mm. Moving on, how was y'all week?
Man, you know, I talk about you. So, coming back from Florida, let me tell you something. When you come back from, like, vacation, Mm-hmm. Like, the first day I came back from work, I was like, man, fuck this job. Like, I really, my mindset was like, I don't want to be here. But I still kept the cordial. I talked there. I said, what's up, everybody? But I was just like, when I tell you I was on Indeed, like,
that's funny.
I was on my lunch break. I'm like, I don't know why. It's like, I just, because my mind wasn't back yet. That's what it was. I was just like, I don't want to be here. But it's like, after like the second, I think the second or third day, I was like, all right, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody got my paycheck. I was like, okay, I'm cool right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Changed your mind.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, bro. I don't know what it is. When you come back from some places, just, you just feel like, also, the weekend, I had to, like, I got a trainee. So I'm training somebody. And they never tell me. As soon as I walk in the door, hey, you training somebody? I'm like, all right. Like, they just hit me with a bullet. Hey, you training somebody? I'm
like, how long do training take for y'all? Like,
let me tell you, it depends on the person. Like, the guy I'm training right now, he's my third person I train. And, because he was like, coming from a different position, he was like, yeah, don't they normally train for 2 weeks? I looked at dude. I was like, bro, I was training for 4 days. And the fifth day, they just threw my ass in the ocean. It was like, swim or drown, nigga. Swim or drown. And I swim. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made some errors, but I learned from those errors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as me being a trainer, like, my last two people that I trained, like, one person I trained, it only took me literally, like, 3 days to get him down packed. The other person, like, she been there for a minute, so it only took me a day to train her. So she just got everything. This dude here, like, he seem all right. He's from Chicago. He from the streets, from the hood, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, bro, I really do this. I'm like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I respect it. Like, when I say, he a cool dude, but when I say, he say motherfucker so many times in his
vocabulary. Samuel Jackson.
Yo, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Hey, yo, motherfucker. Hey, man, fuck. I'm like, he a cool dude. Don't get me wrong. But just like, I get where you're coming from. And that's like, that's why I be looking at my background. It's like, bro, I can adapt to how, like, our culture. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
know, I can cuss too, but it's just like, I know it's a time and place where I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I like, I think the only thing I was guilty of, I had to catch myself, because one time I called the white dude the N-word. I was like, yeah, nigga. Because we had a good conversation.
Nigga, please.
I think that made him happy. He's like,
yes.
Like, I'm accepted.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm so sorry. I forgot who I'm talking to. You're not, like, you know what I mean? He's like, no, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
He said, no, it's cool. Can I say it?
He went home and told his friends as soon as he got off work.
Yeah. I'm accepted by the black community.
Right. But this guy here, though, he's cool. It was just, how you put it? When you training somebody, I'm teaching what you need to know, but it's just like, I tell all my people I trained before him, like, I'm not going to let you drown, but the thing is, I know everybody trained differently, but the method I teach you is going to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then again, like, also, I tell dudes, like, till you tell me you ready, I'm not going to let you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you drown. But then again, it's going to be like, they're going to be looking at you like, all right, bro, it's been like 3 weeks or to a month, like, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I told him, like, it's only your third day. Like, you good. You're good. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's cool. We've been over here kind of fighting the weather. My little man been sick. He got a little runny nose. So when I tell you I'm over, he get kind of upset with me because I got I forgot what you call this little tube. It helps me. I got to put it in my mouth, but it's got a filter to get the snot out or whatever. And when I tell you he be crying for, like, somebody doing him bad.
Like, not like crying. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. But then, you know, he cool. Again, shout out to my wife. I love her. But sometimes I gotta beat up because she be trying me. She be trying.
Yeah, tell us whatever you want.
We know how it really go, but it's okay.
Come on, man.
Hey, sorry. We believe you.
Thanks.
Just a quick reference. Do y'all ever play Legos, like the video game stuff, like Star Wars Lego stuff? Mm-hmm. I recently got that to my Nintendo Switch, and I would say this, bro, like, it's very nostalgic. So, yeah. Shout out to Lego Star Wars. They got Star Wars 1 all the way to the last Star Wars movie, like Episode 8 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all in one game. And I like it. It's dope. So shout out to them.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, India?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This week was boring, but in a good way. I'm just wrapping stuff up at work and packing. My mom told me she had a whole bunch of boxes for me, and it just hit me that I left all the damn boxes at her house.
Ooh.
So they do nothing for me there. Ooh. So I'm going to have to buy boxes, but it's fine. It's totally
you're gonna pull up to U-Haul. You probably get a deal.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. Yeah. But yeah, just trying to get things together. Work has been, it's been something.
Yeah, you got
it's been something. Mm-hmm. That procrastination is whooping my ass. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's awful.
I ain't even mad at
you. You out of there though.
I'm telling you. I'm to the point where I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't do that. Oh,
right.
Somebody will do it. But it ain't going to be me. It'll be fine. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. Friday's my last day, and I'm cruising. Cruising right on through.
Okay.
How about you, Dom? How was your week?
All right. Work has been quite the... It's been something.
Oh, hell. I'll
tell you that much. What people don't realize, and I say this all the time, I probably said it on here before, but everybody replaceable. Everybody replaceable, true. Including me. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty high up, you know, at my center or whatever like that, but I'm replaceable. And I'm not into telling adults to be adults, like, people will do this thing where they're like, I'm not feeling good. What do you want? What should I, you think I should stay? It's like, you're an adult. What do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here. I'm not your parents. I'm not here to tell you where you can go and what you can't do. Let me know what you're going to do, and then I'm going to move accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, or it's like, hey, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. You didn't know that? You didn't know that a week ago? You just found out?
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
You just found out yesterday. Oh, okay. But I'm just going to ask the questions. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, people will be taking me for being cool and nonchalant to be like, oh, he ain't going to do it. Cause I'll act like nothing ever happened. Like, let's say you do something at work. Like maybe you, I don't know, you took something. Stole something, I don't know. I don't care what you did something, you know what I'm saying? You did something wrong. And then if I see it, I'll act like nothing ever happened. I'm gonna go to the office, I'm gonna write you up, and then the next day I'm gonna give it to you. And then I'm like, wait, but you act like everything was
That's the point.
It's the rules, nigga. Like, what you wanna do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, oh, but I was sick. Hey man, look, you know what it was. Mm-mm. You know exactly what that goes. Why are you acting like this now? Why you wanna act like, you know what I'm saying? People oh, but I thought I had vacation, so I thought I put it in and I guess I didn't. Oh, and I guess you didn't either. So here goes this write up. Stuff like that. But you know, that's I tell people all the time, everybody replaceable, so including me. Shit, I die. When you work for a big corporation, if you work for any big corporation, no matter how high up you are, if you die, literally, you could think about if fucking, I don't know, the CFO of Amazon, if he dies right now, croaks over right this second, they'll have a new CFO in a week.
Yep.
That's Amazon. All right, you... Go to McDonald's, same thing. The person that run it, the manager over that whole store, died right there. Okay. They'll have a new one in a week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's, so if you work anywhere below that, you're like, let's say you some like a, I don't know, you're, I'm not trying to demean no job, but let's say you're a janitor or something.
Yeah.
Don't think you're not replaceable. If the top is replaceable, I'm just wanting people to go into these jobs with the right man. Like, I'm not saying that you got to kill yourself for these jobs, because I'm a firm believer that take the time off you need, treat yourself, have a good time, you know what I'm saying? Do it the, but it's a way to do everything, you know? So, this ain't nothing new, though. I say this type of shit at meetings all the time, and they be like, oh, Chris, he's so laid back. He's just so cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm
cool. Right, till I'm not.
until you mad at me, and you like, man, that nigga done broke me up, man. They be like, bro, why you acting like this? I literally tell them what's going to happen. I'll be like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to keep coming in late. You're going to keep calling out. You're going to keep doing this, and I'm going to have to write you up. I hate writing people up for attendance, because it's not nothing I can control.
Right.
You're an adult. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't make you get out of bed early.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. Right? So people get upset, and I'm just like, but you're an adult. So it is what it is. And it's not, and I know everybody is an adult at my job, because you can't work at my job if you're under 18. So.
Facts. Yep.
Hey.
Facts, like.
And I mean, it's a medical facility. People be doing some weird shit at medical facilities. You would
always.
Oh my God, it's so weird. But that's work. as far as life go, I've been playing fucking Horizon again, Horizon Forbidden West again, because I did beat it, but it was just some like legendary weapons that I was like, man, this will make shit way easier. So I just went back and got some of the legendary weapons. So I've still been playing that. I got all these games that I need to finish.
What's up with that Ghost of Tsushima? You supposed to be getting out. What's going on?
Shit, Ghost of Tsushima is going to have to wait until my pockets is right again. when my pockets say I got Ghost of Tsushima money, I'm gonna hit up that Ghost of Tsushima butt. And right now, nigga pockets been like, just replay that other game. So that's what we hey, priority.
I got you. So, I respect it. I respect,
but you know, fuck Joe Biden as usual.
Welcome. How did we get here?
He slides it in so smooth. It's just because the reason my pockets is how they are is the gas prices, and I'm gonna bring this up every week until he fixed this shit, because he a bitch ass nigga, and my car is it's struggling. They say it's not gonna do nothing but get worse. We in a recession. Is he gonna go down as the worst president ever? He still ain't canceled my student loans. I don't understand. He might be the worst president ever. So
damn.
All right. Hey, you're not black if you didn't vote for him. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Hey, that's what he said.
You know what's crazy, though? The last time we were in a recession, we didn't have to give a damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
But now it's like, this is beating our ass.
Yeah. Hey, but the recession we about to go through is shitting on the one that our parents went through.
Oh, yeah, it's not as bad.
They was like, this gas is $3. God damn. What am I supposed to do? Fuck. And we sit there, gas six. Bro, I was in the city, 6:44.
Oh, shit.
6:44 in the city, G. I said, the devil was working. The devil was working.
6:44?
These people, the government is letting the devil use them like I have never seen before. He out here working overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. Oof.
We need to start. That's we need to shame. Pray over them leaders, because
man.
I'll tell you that much.
Bro, say that again.
You ain't man, kidding.
Fuck them. That's what I say. Who is the person that's in charge of the gas? I want to know. I want to talk to that person. Who set the price? for the country. I got.
How did we go from praying for the leaders to fuck them?
That's what I want. Well, hey, shit. Look, I'm a human being, and I feel multiple ways. Hey. I have mixed emotions. You know,
like I'll pray for you, but at the and
yeah, hey, I'll pray for you, but at the end of the day, also fuck them. That's how I see it. You know, what's crazy is it's a realistic feeling, G. It's a realistic feeling.
I get it.
One of my friends this week we was texting. I was just like, you know, my whole motto lately has just been fuck them. Like,
I feel that.
I'm still taking shit personal, by the way, but it's just been like, we was talking about something, I was like, you know what, fuck them. Fuck them. It was like, you know what, fuck them. I was like, yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
And it's contagious. When you hear somebody say that, you're like, you're right. Yeah, I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to do this.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Fuck them. So,
yeah.
That's my saying for as long as I feel like it. Fuck them. That's what I said. So that's been my week. Fuck them.
Oh my gosh! All right. Hilarious.
Let's go ahead and get into these. Ooh, mixed culture topics. Wow, that was beating my ass. Mixed culture.
Hey, but you didn't call it nothing else,
right? Yeah, but I almost said mixed thought, and I was like, I kept wanting to say that. I'm like, mixed thought. But so mixed that's culture. All right. This morning I woke up and I was just looking at like Twitter. That's usually what I go to in the morning for my news, because fuck the real news, fuck them. I went to Twitter, I woke up, and then there was this post that was talking about this girl was saying like, me and my friends went to an Airbnb. It was her and women, all women. It was like a girl's trip. They went to an Airbnb and they noticed that in the sprinkler system, all of the sprinkler system things were in like places where they were in full, they could have full view of the room. And then they noticed that it was cameras in all of the sprinklers. So they were false sprinklers. They were cameras.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So they had them in every room, the restroom, the rooms, the living room, all that shit. They say it was like a total of 11 cameras maybe in the Airbnb. And this was, like I said, a woman and her friends on a girls trip. And she was saying, like, you know, thank God I didn't have intercourse because it would be, you know, recorded. So the reason we talking about this in mixed culture is because this is traveling season, G. You know, everybody out.
Yeah.
If you got cash, if you got money, if you, you know what I'm saying, unaffected, then you out having a good time. And most of the time, well, a lot of the time, people are referring, you know, are going to Airbnbs instead of hotels. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. But this is something to put on your radar. You know what I'm saying? You're getting on these Airbnbs that there's some sickos out here. I don't know if this was a situation where maybe they just got the camera just to make sure niggas ain't doing nothing well. But they said they were even in the restrooms.
So, which is insane.
Yeah, that's really crazy and sick. So I'm saying that to say, well, one, what's y'all thoughts on this? What's y'all thoughts on, like, this person, I guess, having the cameras there? And then also, do y'all think it's better to do the hotel or... or do the Airbnb?
Honestly, you're fine. I feel like it's more convenient for people to do Airbnbs like when they're on a long trip, because you know all the things that are accessible. There's a lot more privacy. You got a kitchen and all of that. If you feel, I don't know, I feel like as an Airbnb owner, if you're that worried about the safety of your property, then you probably shouldn't have an Airbnb. You have to know that that's illegal for you to have cameras set up like that. And okay. And if you're going to have cameras, then you should let the people that are going to be staying there know.
Exactly.
So they can, like, hey, this isn't, like, I'm not recording y'all. Here's me signing this to let you know I'm not recording you something. But
I ain't gonna lie to you. I still, yeah, I'm cool, though. Like, even if he said, like, I'm not recording y'all, I'm like, but they still.
I ain't gonna believe you.
Like, I don't believe you. Yeah. That nigga in there jacking off.
Right. And
this is not no bad girl club.
Right.
No. That's just weird to me. So you shouldn't have an Airbnb because what do you need cameras for? What do you think they in there doing? Lines of coke? Even if
right,
they
think
are,
they in there shooting
they're paying
porn.
Money.
Right. And they're like you said, money. Even if they are shooting porn, they pay good money for that. They pay good money for that place and they should be able to fuck all over it.
Why is it always porn with y'all? Every time.
I'm just saying,
if that's the case, they should be able to fuck everywhere. All
no,
over the
every
place.
Time y'all just saying it's about some damn porn.
I didn't say it.
Hey, porn is out there, India, you know? It's out there. But it's it out is. There in the world. It's in your face. It's all over Twitter. It's all over. That's
I'm still trying to be a porn operator. What's up?
See what I'm saying? You see, when you saying? Start, he finishes
let me,
it.
Let me
every
hear
time.
That.
You
hear that sex on my life. All right, I'm done with the
goodness.
I'm done with the porn. All right, my bad. But even if they're not, what if they in there flipping pecs? You know what I'm saying? They in there right. flipping hard. You know, that's fine.
I hope they would
though.
Be smarter than to do that.
I mean, actually, low-key, that might not be a really bad idea. You run out of Airbnb. It's not your place. Okay, let me not talk about this. My bad.
Yeah, what are we doing?
My bad.
Let's not,
I don't know.
Let's not work through that plan.
I don't do anything. So, I mean, I'm sure my FBI agent that's assigned to me understands that he there's nothing going on here. So...
my FBI agent assigned to me.
Yeah, nope, I'm sure there's an FBI them. Agent that's assigned to everybody. They be watching us. So, what's up, Bob?
I would love a gas card, Tom.
All right.
Since you're watching.
What's up, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, like, I do this weird thing at work sometimes because there's cameras everywhere. And I'll just do it sometime, period, when it's a camera anywhere. I'll just stop and look at it for a while and just be like, to just make
you're
eye
weird.
Contact with somebody. Who on the other, yeah, and they'd be like, hey, yo, what's up with this dude right here?
Is he looking at me like,
I'll just stop. If I know it's a camera, even when I go into like places, like I'll go into like a bank or something, and I'll just stop. And if I see the camera, I'll just be like, until
no.
just
that for like a
funny, couple. You know, the funny thing I'm thinking about that, it's like, say the person you stare at them at the on the camera, right, and they watching you. Mm-hmm. It's like you go to walk away and they turn from the camera. You right by. Oh my god, that'd be so fucking scary, bro. That'd be so fucking scary. You like you turn around. Oh, what the fuck?
Hey man, gotta.
He would
hey,
do some shit like that just to mess with somebody.
Toes. Keep them right. on their toes.
He's like,
but how
you
feel about
was...
the
camera
Airbnb.
Situation?
Yeah.
I know. I think I. Well, I think I only did the Airbnb one time. That was for the wedding. And even then, like, you already know me. I'm like, blame my dad. I when we got to the Airbnb, I was looking around, make sure we didn't have nothing in there. Because remember, it was a room.
He sure was.
They had a room in there that we couldn't get in. And I was like, why this room?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think that was like, where they kept, like, their toiletries and shit, though.
Okay, man, yeah.
That makes sense. But we made a pact not to investigate further.
Yeah, this ain't Scooby Doo mysteries.
I just wanted to make sure.
Hell no.
I want to make sure we all go to sleep. We wake up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I feel like though.
Hey, nigga, I'm gonna tell you what, like, bro, if it's like you going to the bathroom. I saw that door open. I'm gonna yell loud as fuck. Y'all better hear me, cause we all better be getting up in this bitch.
Hell yeah.
Everybody you know what I mean? Like, hey, why this door open? Hey, why this door open, y'all? Y'all, I'm gonna keep saying that till y'all wake up. Like, hey, why this door open? This door ain't supposed to be open.
Hell no.
I am not going.
I feel like
y'all come out, come have lights on. Well,
You know what? You make a really good point. In scary movies, they don't be loud enough.
They be
wanting to be quiet with the killer wants you to be quiet. You need to be on the opposite end of that. You need to be loud and loud.
Cause that way, screaming me personally, that way I feel like scary movies. Like, okay, he know where I'm at. Is this it's like what is it? Ghostface Killer, the Scream dude. He had a knife.
Yeah.
Like I get knives are dangerous. But bro, we could have had so many objects to fuck this nigga up with. Like, I'm throwing chairs. Even when he down on the ground, if I had a gun, I'm shooting that nigga till the clip is empty. You hear me? And it's all gonna be headshots. Headshots, not body. Headshots.
If I don't have nothing, I might do something that might surprise the killer and be like, hey, this nigga might be a little sick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Might drop down and see if that fades him a little bit. You never know. You never know. You might be like, oh shit, hold on. This nigga might be something wrong. Or I see him coming at me, maybe I'll just get completely naked. Like, what you gonna do? Gonna do something? You like, oh, okay, this dude is nasty. Like, you never know, dog. Yeah. You might have to do something real weird. You know what I'm saying? You might have to do something to keep a nigga.
I think you're gonna throw a microwave or something at his ass. I wasn't expecting.
Like, what if you ain't got nothing accessible to throw? Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. You ain't got nothing to throw. Nigga coming at you, you ain't got nowhere to run. You might have to do something a little, like, you know what I'm saying? Catch a nigga off guard. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you start biting the wall or something. Ah. Like, what the fuck going on? It's like, hey, never know. I might not be regular. You know what I'm saying? I'm not regular.
Start talking to third person or something.
Yeah, hey, Frank, talking to this nigga right here. Like, start talking in a different language and stuff.
Right.
Or not even a real language. Just make up some bullshit. Just, I can ski, but I'm not. Nigga be like, okay, hold on. Wait a second.
He's going to put his gun down so fast. Like,
right. He be like, hold on. This is some old paranormal activity. Then he run away. I'm safe. You know, I'm out of this bitch. You never know.
Facts.
Yeah. So, oh, my gosh.
Hey, that's Say Your Life 101 by me. There you go.
Facts. But nah, I don't agree. Shit. I don't agree with the hidden cameras in the Airbnb. It's like, bro, we pay our money. You got the security deposit. So either way it go, like something do go wrong, we ain't getting that shit back either. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, let me have a good time. It's supposed to be a peace of mind. That's like if you go to the hotel, I don't need no cameras in the damn hotel in my room. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's true. Like, exactly.
That's evasion of privacy, bro. Like why am I paying for this and you still, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, whatever that person was, a nasty person, yeah, I guess he's trying to double his bucks. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to young women or just single women, black women, all nationality women. When y'all traveling, man, be careful. Go in pairs. Same scenario. Don't leave that drink. That drink gone. Don't even touch that drink no more.
I'm like, telling you. Learn
everything.
For real.
Mm. Yeah. Don't be like the dude when taking. Hey, you want to share a cab, bitch? No, I don't.
Hell
know
no.
It was gullible as hell. They got off the plane gullible.
Yeah, let's share a cab.
Like we're you sharing a cab with the dude? He know where you stay at. He like, yeah, we got the location. No,
right. This nigga was sending us the abduction in the cab. he was sitting there texting. Hey, we pulling up now. Yeah, come on, meet us outside.
It's the Addy. No.
I got two dumb bitches with me right now. We got them. He was outside waiting all day, and then he finally got I finally got two dumb bitches with me now.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But,
oh, gosh.
Man, I completely agree with y'all. My opinion is not any different from y'all when it comes to this Airbnb. Be careful out there, G. It's a lot of fucking weirdos. It's a lot of weirdos. And also, like, let's say, hypothetically, he really was just trying to make sure his property is okay. It's still against the law, like India says. So
it is, yeah.
You can't. In the restroom, G, like, it ain't no business. Right, like come on, that shit. You know what I'm saying? And people be fucking up businesses, restrooms. So if they can't do it, then you for damn sure can't. And also, like, I mean, I hope that, I wonder if, because I know Airbnbs did really hit the hotel industry pretty hard. Mm-hmm. I wonder if hotels is ever going to start bringing down their prices, because Airbnb really, like, fucked them up for it. I mean, it took a chunk of their cash.
Sure did.
But if you can find, like, I always do this. I look up the Airbnb and I look up the hotel. If I get a nice Airbnb for considerably cheaper, then I'll go with it. But if it's a nice hotel for about the same price as the Airbnb, I'm going to take the hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
Personally, that's just a me thing, because, you know, you got the breakfast in the morning and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's only like you can call for towels. Exactly. With the Airbnbs, you got to bring your own shit.
Yeah, you do. And it ain't
only thing they accommodate with you is what, the bed, the couch, the refrigerator and stuff. If you gonna cook something?
I say Airbnbs are more for if you're going with a big group.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, like, in her case, she was in the right. You know, it was kind of the right timing for it. It's a girl's trip. I get it. But just be careful. That's really all I got to say about the situation. Be careful. Look around. Look at sprinklers. Like Mr. Wade said, go in places, check everything, make sure you're straight. Because people be weird. It wasn't New America. Mm-hmm. People be weird.
That's it. Man.
Moving on to the next. Well, do you have anything else to offer about this?
Nope. Not good.
All right. Moving on to the next mixed culture topic. Apple announcement, you know, for all of our iPhone people out there. If you got iPhones, MacBooks, iPads, they made their announcement on all of the new things that they're coming out with. They got the widgets. They're changing up the lock screen. You can customize it to hell, do all types of crazy stuff. which is not really... I got my own opinions on this. But photos, you could do some other weird shit that nobody don't really care. Nobody ain't going to use it. But the stuff that really came back, that came up, was you got the messages. And people was talking about, you know, messages. You could send them, and then you could delete them. You could go back and be like, I didn't mean to say that. And you can delete messages. And people like, well, what the fuck you need to delete a message for? And this, that, and that. And I'll tell you, I have some shit I wish I deleted before. But,
I thought, yeah, does that work? I be doing that. I delete messages. But I didn't know that. I thought that was just on my end.
No. That it is currently like that. But it will delete it for both of you.
Yeah. That's what they're changing. Like you never sent
it. You can unsend the message. I think that's cool. Because especially if you're sending out, let's say, especially these for the people that, you know, y'all single, y'all get freaky deaky out there, y'all sending nudes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unsend that nude. That person don't deserve the nude no more. Unsend it. Well, yeah. Now, if they saved it, you're fucked.
Yeah. It's too late then.
If they saved it, you're fucked. You still fucked.
You better hurry up. Delete.
Right. You got to be fine. Yeah. But,
big booty Brenda. For me, hell yeah.
For me personally, I be having hella typos in my shit because I think I be going fast, but apparently I'm not that quick of a texter. But when I'm typing, it just be shit. Instead of me typing, like pressing O, I'll type I because it's right next to O.
Yeah. Mm.
Shit like that. Like, it's always something like that. And then it just look dumb. And then I'll immediately press in. I don't reread shit. Then I'll read it right after I press in and be like, then I'm doing the asterisk and trying to correct everything I done said. Mm-hmm. So that would be a time where I unsend the fuck out of a message because I need to do better at proofreading. That's really my issue.
But you know, with texting now, it's so much where, like, I'd rather try to send out a full sentence, like, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, if you meet a texter where they just, like, they abbreviate so much shit, I'd be like,
oh,
damn, let me, I'm already old, so let me get, okay, let me look that, look, what that say?
BRB.
ASL.
LSL.
Oh, well, like, I actually use that one, so.
I get that. I get it now. ASL? It'd be some other stuff, but.
After I looked it up and figured out what it meant, I was like, oh, okay, I like it.
It made me so mad because why isn't it ASH?
Oh, because it just sounds better as hell. I like it.
I just leave it at that. I don't even try. I'm like, all right. Whatever works.
I usually just use AF if I'm going to use ASL just because AF is easy.
Yeah. And I'd actually say AF.
True.
For real.
Yeah. So. But you know what I don't like in text messages? I don't like when people be sending. So this is if you want to irritate me a little bit in text messages, send multiple text messages before I can reply to one.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to piss me off. All right. That's going to really piss me off. And I don't know why. It can be almost immediate. And I get it. I get it sometimes because you're like, you just had an extra thought to add on to it.
Yeah.
And I get it. Yeah. But hold on to that if you texted me and wait. Because if you want me to stop texting you, that's it right there. I will literally be like, this one.
I think I did that the time. I was like, that's on game, cuz. I'm focusing them. Like I said,
dog, if you text me.
I think that nigga is like, you put a K sign, like I'm done.
Yo, if you text me multiple times before I can text you back once, I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. You're having a good time already. You already having a good time without me.
You don't need me.
You don't need me. You don't need me in the messages. You're having a good time without me. And there you go. We can't have a dialogue. It's not a back and forth. So. But that was just a side note. But how you feel about the unsending messages, though?
Would definitely benefit from
this. Oh, you don't got an iPhone, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. Your messages is just out there. They just sent.
Damn.
Hell no, that's funny.
But no, I have a tendency to send the wrong shit to the wrong people. Now, back in my messier days, back in the day, I would screenshot somebody's shit and be like, look what this raggedy bitch said about me.
No, God. Not raggedy.
And I would send it to the raggedy bitch and be like,
ugly bitch. Damn.
In that moment. So this feature was made for me, but now it's more so like I'll be sending somebody some information and it's the completely wrong person. It's like my 60-year-old aunt. And I'm like, damn, you don't give a fuck about a trip to Cancun. This isn't for you. So now it's to help my scatterbrain.
Yeah.
I'm not being messy with it. But I need this. I definitely need this. Hey. I was very excited to hear about it.
Lord forbid. I remember. So I got this one coworker that I'm cool with, right? And then I got another coworker that I'm not necessarily cool with. It's a professional. You know, we strictly professional, whatever like that.
Yeah.
They both got the same name. So one time accidentally almost, and I'm so glad I caught it. Cause if I know you by a first name, that's usually what's going in my phone. Unless we cool, and I might put a nickname or something like that, whatever people call you or some shit. But I accidentally almost sent something like, and let's say the other person would be for sure affected by what I said, because I was like, fuck this, I might not come in off all the rest of the week. And I almost sent it to that other person. And I was like, oh, goddamn.
I had it
typed out and everything. And I said, wait a second, this don't look right. I looked in the thread and was like, damn, when did I say this? And I was like, oh, hell no. That would have been a super unsend moment. Woo.
I'm telling you.
It's some moments out there, G, and people trying to act like, oh, I said what I said. Nigga, it ain't about that.
No, I did not.
It ain't about that, dog.
Trying to downplay it.
Shit, you too real for your own good. You got to stop it. When keeping it real goes wrong, I'm trying to tell you. That shit is...
I'm telling you.
It's still an ongoing thing, G, so... If I think there's definite situations for the unsent. So they also coming out with the... what is it? Apple Pay Now. Apple Pay. It's like Pay Now.
Apple Pay Later.
Apple Pay Later. There you go. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Like a finance.
Yeah. It's like you pay every 2 weeks on something. Oh, okay. I don't know, Apple. Y'all getting into some murky territories with people, man.
You are.
The niggas gonna be paying. It's gonna stop paying after the first payment. Mm-hmm. But then you ain't gonna be able to get shit though. So,
like rent a center, you say you rent something out, then you gotta make the payments. We gotta repo that bitch. But what y'all doing? Damn.
Yeah,
you know, rent a
center. Come on now.
Yeah, what happened to rent a center? They still out there, right?
Yeah, it's still open. Yep. They still around. Who would be rent? I don't know. Man, I wouldn't do that.
They be charging so much for stuff that's not that much.
You pay for a couch like 5 times.
Yeah.
That don't make no damn sense.
It's not worth it.
Goddamn rent-a center, man. That's crazy.
They be getting people, though. That's like, you got to have a good ass, that's what it is. You got a good salesman that try to get you? Nah, mm-hmm. bro. Nah. Let me go back. Let me do my research. Nope, I ain't doing it. Bye-bye. I'm like the guy when I go to Costco, Walmart, Target. I don't know if y'all noticed, they either be like soon as you come in or by the electronics section. It's always, hey, what cable, what internet company you with?
And I'll give the cloth and be like, Spectrum.
I finally found my way out of it, and it's exactly what India said. The Walmart by my crib is people always up there. It's always a different group. AT&T. Also the Target by my crib, too.
Mm.
You got AT&T. You got Sprint or T-Mobile. Sprint, not a thing. Or this like energy company. All types of stuff.
Mm.
And I finally figured it out. One day I was at Walmart and I was like, oh, I already got it. And they was like, oh, okay. Well, thank you. And I was like, so I'll just use that everywhere now. I'm like,
bro, I did that one time. They still trying to like, hey, and I was like, hey, man, I appreciate your time, giving your time and energy, but I'm good. They still try to be like, well, maybe we can find a way to lower it. I'm like, I already
did this last week. That's all you got to do. Just keep lying. You already down the path. Keep going.
Now, they ask, hey, let me look you up. You said last week. I'm like, bitch, nigga, are you serious?
I don't have time. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, oh, I might stand there and entertain it. My name is Bob Johnson. They look at, we don't have a Bob Johnson in here, really. I was here last week at 5. Now I'm just fucking with you.
Right. At 5.
Wow, you don't remember me? It was you that signed me up. What kind of customer service is this?
Get mad at them.
And then storm off. And I'm gonna be reporting you.
You know the fucked up thing. I'm thinking back to myself. I don't miss. I got hoodwinked, but I don't miss about living in Florida.
What's that?
When you go to the mall, to the mall.
Oh my god!
Hey, fam! Let me clean your shoes.
My god! Gee, they really got him so good.
I was intoxicated too. I was like, I was like, yeah, fam. Like, I gotta clean the other one. Like, oh yeah, oh clean. I think I paid $50, bro.
Yeah, he got him because he only cleaned the one.
Yep, that's how
he
did.
And he was like, yeah, I know you want. And I was like, damn, because one of the shoes was extra white at the bottom. And then the other one was just normal. Like, you know, I've been wearing it for a while. And me and Harvett was just standing there like, damn. They got
me.
They got
me. You know, like, he got me.
He said,
I paid for it.
God.
Yeah, I think I tipped him extra $5. I was, yeah, dog, good service. Like, I was... Yep. And I still got the kit. I think I used the kit maybe 3 or 4 times. And I just got it now. I don't even... Because, like, I don't know.
I'm not about to really work. Yeah. You're not really about to be out there like that. Like, fucking putting the shoes like that. I feel you.
Mm-mm.
But he did a good job. He found the right one. Because I was intoxicated that day.
Hey, he was on you. We were sitting there I was like, oh, no, I'm good, bro. Like, I thought you would just go with the flow. Because me and Harvey was like, we good, bro. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. He's like, I'll clean your shoes for you. I'm good, bro. I said, I'm good. He's like, all
right. And they're so persistent.
Yeah.
Goodness.
This one lady came to me and my wife about the whitening thing. And I was just sitting there complaining the whole time. And my wife was like, I was thinking about giving. I was like, oh, man, this don't work. I was being bad. I know they wanted me to get away from them so bad.
Fact.
I had one of these before.
Or the ones they hit you with, like, hey, you want free tickets? And they'll tell you, or to get the free tickets, you got to go to the timeshare event. I'm like, then give me the tickets now.
Every time. But... So, have y'all ever been to one of those timeshare events and gotten
the
free tickets?
I didn't go through it. Because we got there. Because I was like, why are we doing all this? We had to drive all the way. It was in Florida. We had to drive a little further out. And we got up there. Like, I seen the setup. I don't know if they rented out a big ass whatever area mansion. I don't know what the fuck. And dude was like talking to us stuff. And they was like, yeah, we just doing this. And then and I was like, hey, we just got to run your credit. And I was like,
No,
I don't even know you. Like, no. He's like, ain't gonna take. We just gotta run your credit. And it was a white dude.
No.
And I told Lexus, I was like, bro, why I gotta get my credit run for? I'm like, no, I'm good. When I tell you, they was like hounding us from all the way down. I'm like, all right, bro, we gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, he even tried to put Lexus, like, you don't let him talk. You don't let him speak for you. When he said that to her, bro, when I tell you, she looked. She like, who like, she turned up real quick. She's like, bro,
one he had left. He said, fuck, I got to pull it out now. This is all I got.
Damn. Wow.
Got the wrong run, bro. Like, when
that's
I tell you that was
this
like,
a scam.
Yeah, like, we coming down the stairs. They trying to block us from the door. I'm like, bro, like, hell okay.
No.
I'm like, right now, right. So right now, what are you doing is, this is considered kidnapping because you're not letting me leave. So
yeah,
I can call, you know what I mean? What we doing? Oh, no, we just, so can you move? No, we just need to, if you're going to.
What?
Those niggas ain't had a sale all year. They was desperate.
Bruh, like, it's not that, bro. If I say no, I don't want you running my credit. I don't want you running my credit. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just a normal conversation. You sit there and talk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nah, ain't about to do all that shit.
Bro, people don't realize every time you get your credit ran, your points, your credit score go down a little bit.
So
if it's not something you actually about to use, don't do that shit.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, timeshares. I know some people got timeshares. If you do actually use timeshares, good for you. But it's like, I know me personally, I ain't gonna be going out of state like that 2 or 3 months out of the year. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. And it sounded like they was gonna take your ass out of state and steal your identity.
I just told her no more none of that. Like, even when I think we hung out when India came to town with me, Harvey, and them, and people they were trying to say, hey guys, are you interested? Yep. I'm like, nope. Nope. I don't got time, bro. I'm here to have a good time.
You didn't say it fast as hell. You said no thanks.
Nope. Okay. No thank you. Hey, that's not going to take that long. I said no.
I'll be like, I already got a timeshare. You sold it to me. You don't remember me. Huh? Let me speak to your manager. You don't remember me. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now we going down
this. Oh, my God.
Now who's wasting who's time? Me, it looks like I win. We can both have some fun. We can both waste some time.
I'm telling you.
Facts.
Damn.
Good shit.
Yeah, so y'all let us, we got off on a tangent, but let y'all let us know how y'all feel about the unsending messages on Apple, the pay later thing on Apple, all that.
I get my new phone cool stuff if y'all want to,
huh?
I'm gonna get my upgrade in 2 weeks.
Oh, you get an iPhone?
Nope. Hell no. I'm just getting an upgrade.
All right. Oh, okay. Of course. He refuses. I'm getting tired of your like and putting shit in quotes. I'm getting tired of that. I want you to know that.
Hey yo.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm dedicated.
Hey y'all, let me tell you what he be doing in our group chat, G. So he the only one with an iPhone in every group chat. So y'all know how if you like something on the iPhone, it'll actually type it out like love that statement or whatever like that. It was somebody with a with an Android in that bitch. So he will literally copy what we said, put it in quotes, and in the beginning put like, and he don't stop there, G. He don't even do, sometimes it be like, it'll be like customized where he be like, oh yeah, IG, and then put it in quotes.
Yes! You know, like,
this is not an option on the iPhone.
Like, yes, I can do after 6 o'clock. Yeah. And he'll put that's on the set, LOL.
All right, like, in the quotes. So I want y'all to know he is a menace in the group chat, yo.
He is.
It's all good. I want you to know that I like the tech. And I'm
every time I see his name pop up and it says liked, and then the comment, I'm like, yo, his dedication is unreal.
He don't even put the thumbs up emoji instead of putting like in there.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta do
that's
what
when
you
he feel like typing it out. That's what he
don't
like it.
I remember the first time I seen you do that. I was like, what the hell? Like, you can't do that. Like, you cannot do that.
And then I was like, did Anthony get an iPhone? And then his wife in the group chat talking about some, no, babe, do it like this. I said, I don't get the fuck not.
Talking about
do
some wife.
Condone this shit. Oh my gosh.
You acting up in that damn group chat, man. Come on.
Hey, I'm dedicated.
We gonna have to get you an iPhone right away.
I will say that very dedicated.
Oh my god, y'all! Whew, that was a good laugh. All right, y'all, it's hypothetical time, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all
yeah. Ready? Yep.
Woo! All right. All right. So this week on the hypothetical, all right, I'm gonna set the scene. All right. So you outside. You're not. You and this friend, you have one friend, y'all been kind of like not seeing eye to eye lately, you know what I'm saying? Everything ain't really been kosher, you know what I'm saying? Things ain't really going too well, but y'all been tight before though, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was tight before, so y'all trying to get on the right track again.
Right.
So you set up a dinner and be like, hey man, let's go out to eat. Girl, whatever it is, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Let's go out to eat and let's just talk about some things. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to talk about some things, get some stuff off our chest. We cool, everything good. Yeah, bet. All right, so y'all go out to eat. Y'all go to a nice little restaurant. Actually, not a nice little restaurant. Y'all go to a nice ass restaurant. Mm-hmm. This is a wildly popular, wildly successful restaurant. Wildly successful. You know, y'all there getting it in, you know, I mean, getting it in as in eating.
Okay.
Thank you. As in eating. Y'all eating.
Y'all almost lost me.
Yeah. Hold on.
Getting it in.
I mean, eating. Y'all eating, food good. Y'all actually having a good time. Y'all talking. You know, like, damn, man, you know, I miss this. You know what I'm saying? I miss this.
Yeah.
Waitress come by. She spill a drink by accident, not on you or the friend, but right by y'all table, your table. It's hardwood, or not hardwood, but just, you know, marble floor. I don't know, something nice, you know, but not carpet. Well, of course it's not carpet. Well, no, some restaurant got carpet. But whatever.
Mm.
All right, so waitress is like, "Hey, spilled the drink. My bad. I'm so sorry. Just make sure you don't step right here." And I'll be right back. You know, I'll be right back. I'm cleaning it up. Your friend's like, man, I'm about to slip on this shit. We about to get paid. And it's like, and you like, come on, man, don't be on that shit. Like, we better than that. Let's not do that shit. Like, and you're like, man, fuck that, man. I'm about to do this shit. I don't give a fuck. So they stand up. they bust their ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, bust their ass. And now the lady is like, I told y'all not to step there. You know, the waitress come back and she, you never said that. Now your friend looking at you like, now did she? So now, first I'm going to ask you this. What are you telling the truth or not?
No, I ain't telling the truth.
No. You're not telling the truth. All right, bet.
I'm not telling the truth.
I'm okay with that. All right, so.
God.
Now, the friend is like, all right, you know what? I'm not, it's okay, you know, I'm about to, we're just going to have to handle this in business. My back is messed up. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So, day go past. Your friend puts in a lawsuit to this restaurant saying they got a fractured back. Well, I don't know. Some bullshit. Some fake-ass injuries. And the payout she want is, or he wants, is a meal. $1 million. And the company is there and they're like, let's just give it to him. But then they thinking, they go back to the waitress like, you know what? Didn't you say that you told both of them? And like, yeah, that other girl didn't look too confident. The other guy didn't look too confident. He just looked like he was lying for his friend. So let's go to him on the sly and be like, hey, if you come out and tell us the truth, we will give you, instead of giving this person, because we really just don't want to pay this person, they're a jerk, we will give you whatever they were supposed to get. Now, I mind you, you and that friend has been a little rocky, you know what I'm saying? But y'all just picked it back up. Y'all just picked it back up. They gonna get a meal for sure if you don't tell the truth. But now, the company has come to you. It's like, look, fuck it. We'll give you $1 million, too, if you tell us the truth. And then we won't have to, you come testify, we give you $1 million, we'll have you sign the paper and everything. And it's yours instead of theirs. We'd rather it be somebody that tell the truth than somebody that didn't. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna keep the lie.
You gonna keep the lie?
I can't do it.
What if they say, what if they say, I'll give you $1.5 million?
I ain't gonna do it.
I can't do it. Even though our friendship is rocky, just because of who I am as a person, I can't do it. And karma would probably beat the fuck out of me. I'd probably lose that shit in a sewer or something.
I'm going to tell you why I would take the second one. The $1.5 million. Now, see, at first it was just you eating. But now, it's both of us eating. I could split that down the middle with you. Like, sure, you didn't get a meal, but you're getting $7.50. You feel me? But I gotta eat too, you know what I'm saying? We both eat a little bit. Or if it's just that big of a deal, you get the meal, let me get the $500K. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
$1.5 million. Man, you still get the meal. You probably can't eat there no more, of course. And then I walk away with $500K. I think that's a solid deal. I think I'm gonna do that. That second deal.
Oh, you're definitely splitting the money with me. 100%. Because I lost for now, your ass.
So, and that there goes another thing. If y'all don't tell, so y'all chose not to take the second deal, are you going to tell that friend like, damn, bro, I think you should split that money with me?
Yes. Because my silence, essentially, I stayed silent so you could get a bag. You asked me to stay silent for you, which means...
Right.
You're gonna have to come up.
Also, let's say one of the reasons that you and that friend wasn't really like fucking with each other and y'all was like not seeing eye to eye all the time was kind of a money situation. That nigga owed you a little money.
Damn, all
owed you a little cash and was acting like, you know, acting like shit was all good every time you come around, you know. Yeah, he owe you a decent amount of money, or she owe you a decent amount of money. Every time you come around, they acting like nothing ain't happening. They, you know, big bottles popping. We out here with the Casamigos, whatever that drink called. We got the 1942. I think that's the number it is.
Sounds
right. Sound right. We got the, got the De Leon. We got all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We out here popping. I get money, nigga. Shitting on niggas, stack on your head, bitch.
Oh, wow.
You know, all of that shit. That's all the shit they be saying. You know what I'm saying? They making Instagram videos with the money to their ear, the money calling. You know what I'm saying?
I have got some ratchet ass friends. Yeah. But you give me that 500K and we're straight.
So knowing all of that, y'all still, this nigga still owe you money. And y'all y'all still not coming out with the
honestly,
truth.
So after they offered me the 1.5, yeah. I would go to my friend and be like, now listen, are you splitting this money with me? No, ooh, man, I'm splitting this shit with you. That's oh, right. Okay. And after yeah. they, I know that they ain't splitting this money with me. They ain't changed. They don't plan on paying me back. Mm-hmm. That $250 they owe me, yeah. I'm getting that 1.5, and I'm not saying anything. Saying that I got the
I'm
money.
I'm saying something. Oh, yeah. Bottles popping over here, bitch. We get oh, money over well, here, nigga. No. The money calling. Yeah. What you talking about, nigga? Casamigos. What you talking about? Shitting on a
you
bitch,
you are
nigga.
Petty. You know? I'm not
cool, but here's my thing. What if the restaurant just do a whole 360 on you, but they'd be like, oh, okay. You don't get nothing.
Huh? No. They told you they're gonna sign the paper and everything. It's going to be contract. It's going to be legal.
And I'll get the money.
They'll be legally obligated.
You know what? Yeah, I'll ask the friend first. Hey, let me make a phone call. Hey, I'm going to get half of that. And if he says no, then yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah. You ain't getting shit.
All right. I like that way of doing it. I'm gonna roll with your answer as well. Call him. Hey, cool. Look, I think we should split that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bat for you right here. What you think? Mm-hmm. You think we could split that, man? You know I'm going for you, man. That's perjury. What I'm doing is I could go to jail.
I could.
You know what I'm saying? What you think? They're like, nah, man, I'm the one that failed, man. I went through that pain, man. It's like, but I know you didn't go through no pain.
Right. What pain, nigga?
That big ass neck brace.
What if they like, you know what? You're right. Let's go ahead. Let's split it there. Fuck it. Y'all, what y'all?
I'm going to need a contract from his ass.
Right after we're doing it. Yeah, because I'm
like, they offered a contract. I'm going to need a contract for this nigga.
Yeah,
fuck that noise. Write that down for me.
Right. I don't need no handshake. I don't need your word. I want a fucking pen and paper, nigga.
Boy, like, nigga, you already know how I am when it comes to the money. I got you. And that's it's like,
right,
exactly.
And that's the reason why you are. That's, right.
I sure do. No, that was my.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Nice. So,
that definitely speaks to how it is when you're letting friends borrow money.
Money.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful with that one.
Right. For sure.
All right. Well, y'all let us know in the comment section what y'all going to do about that hypothetical, man. Is y'all splitting the money? If the friends say no, they're not splitting the money, what's your next course of action? What you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to take that million and a half that they offered you because they just don't want to give it to a liar. You know what I'm saying? Also, I forgot to mention, the girl lost her job. The girl lost her job.
Oh, damn.
Poor thing. But she did tell y'all. She looked y'all both in the eye and was like, right. Hey, I'm about to go get a wet floor sign real quick and clean this up. Just, you know, just don't stand right here. Okay. She looked dead in your eyes. And then as soon as you walk away, he did that. And then she came back. I did tell y'all she looked you dead in your eyes. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
I don't remember.
You
that.
Didn't I tell y'all that? And then the guy's like, if he didn't tell you that, and she didn't tell you that, she fired. And she looking, I'ma be fired if you don't tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you find another $14 an hour job. You'll be our baby girl.
No, this is a nice restaurant. I told you that. Oh no, $14 an hour. This ain't it. They get money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Decent little money. The tips. Hey, the tips is included in the check.
Hey, I'm a cook like Domino's. Anybody can be fired.
Hey, everybody is replaceable.
I might find her and give her some money.
She's now that you got
her fired, she just out here on the streets.
The more reason for me to give her
money. She wants you bad. She trying to fly. She got a wall with your pictures and everywhere you're
this,
going.
This hypothetical just keeps getting more theatrical. But
this is my hypothetical.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I know, but this is my hypothetical.
That's all right.
She got a closet with y'all pictures. She been doing investigative work. She know when you're coming and going. She the one that actually owned that Airbnb that you went to, and that's where the cameras were.
Okay, we did.
So she's been watching it this whole time.
We're losing ground quickly.
Right. I'm fucking around. All right.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
No. Yeah. All right. Moving on.
That was good, though. That was good.
The original hypothetical, not when I went too far. Right,
we went all the way back into mixed culture with that one, right, but it's okay. Right.
Okay. So, emotional thought, y'all. We back into emotional thought. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. I'm going to let India bring this one in with the food.
All right, y'all. So, I got this off of TikTok. This guy was in the gym, of all places, asking people this question. But if you had to eat at one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, I'm talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can't eat nothing else, where would it be? So I'm going to let y'all pick a fast food place, and I'm going to also let you pick a restaurant. But do the fast food place first.
Is Panera Bread considered fast food?
Ooh, you motherfucker. Where? That's a good
what
one.
Is it?
Panera Bread.
They got a drive-thru.
Yeah, motherfucker. Panera Bread. That's a good one.
That was mine, too.
Yeah, I'm with you. We all Panera Bread at this moment.
Across the board.
There you go. Panera Bread. That's a good one, because I was about to say some old dumb shit compared to that. I was going to say some old stupid shit.
I was going to say
Arby's, believe it or not.
Honestly? I was in between. I ain't even going to talk about you because I was in between Hardee's or Panera Bread. But then I was like, Panera Bread is healthier. Mm. Yeah. They got more, you know.
Healthy options.
Healthy stuff, yeah.
Bro. And they just got some good ass shit in the bakery that ain't that healthy.
They
if y'all ain't never had them oatmeal raisin cookies, you're missing out.
Mm. Yeah.
You're missing out.
Their cookies in general are bomb. I haven't had their oatmeal raisin yet, but I trust your judgment.
Man, it's like God just put his hands on the recipe of that. He put his hands on that recipe and said, let there be a cookie.
Getting the stuff ready.
That's what he did. Mm. It's like he said, let there be light, let there be water, all that stuff. That was like on the eighth day he made those cookies.
Okay. The eighth day.
Yep.
That one didn't make it to the Bible. That's all right, though.
Hey, it's just a small thing. This is a cookie. He just said on the eighth day, yeah. I made these oatmeal raisins. Trying to tell y'all. Y'all better get in there.
I believe you. I believe you.
That's a good pick, though. That's a good pick.
Very good pick. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Restaurants. You got to eat at a restaurant for the rest of your life. This is you go oh, in this is and easy sit for down me. And eat.
I don't even know why I'm acting. This is super easy.
What you got?
Cheesecake Factory, baby. Y'all know
it. I knew you were going to say that.
Why you want to argue with cheesecake? You know I love to go there. My nigga Drake said. Okay. Yeah. I love cheesecake.
You know what? I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, this is only my second time having this place, but Theo's.
Oh. But you ain't going to get tired of steak here and there, though?
That's expensive as hell.
I'm going to switch it up.
Okay.
Okay, that's good though, because Theo's.
I don't know what it
hell.
Is, bro.
Damn, I like but Theo's, though. They was cool. They was good. I mean, not cool. It was great.
I haven't tried everything on that menu either. So
That's the kind of the reason I'm going with cheesecake because they got so many different things.
Right.
That's true. So many different cuisines. You can get some Mexican. You get some burger. You could get some pasta. You get some cheese.
Yeah, there, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit of, you know, whatever you want.
Fact. That's true.
So, yeah. What about you?
What about you, Andy?
I'm struggling. Honestly, I think Cheddar's. Cheddar's or Olive Garden?
Olive Garden?
Don't make that face.
Let me put these back on. Make sure Olive Garden? Heard you right. Can you say that again? What'd you say?
I said Cheddar's or Olive Garden?
Girl, Olive Garden ain't been good since the, since 99 to 2000.
You ain't been to Olive Garden.
Recently. That used to be my favorite restaurant until they started, you know what I'm saying? They overhauled how it looked. They started making it look a little like nicer and whatever. But they was focused on the wrong things. The food got worse.
You're going to the wrong one.
No, I'm not. I didn't been across the country at Olive Gardens to search for the real ones. My wife done made fun of me to my face for because I used to say that was my favorite restaurant. And she still make fun of me to this day talking about that's your favorite restaurant. And I keep telling her it's cheesecake. I keep telling her it's cheesecake now. She want to keep making fun of me. And I told her I switched it up.
Y'all are petty. Okay, then Cheddar's. Cheddar's then.
Okay, because that's unacceptable.
I can't believe y'all trying to come for Olive Garden like that.
I used to love
you clearly haven't been recently.
I sure have, and is it every time I go back, this is how I feel. Every time I go back to Olive Garden, I'm like, well, maybe. Because I was that person. I was you. I used to go.
Oh, well, no.
I was you. I'm dead serious. I used to go there with my wife, and I'm like, well, maybe it was just a bad couple times. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was just that one. You know what I'm saying? It's a different one right here. Let's go to this one. She'd be like, oh, here we go. Let's go back. We'll go. And then every time I'm like, God damn it. It's the same thing again.
What do you get when you go there?
I didn't try it at all. Let me get the tour of Italy. That's my main. Because you get three separate things. You get the lasagna.
Yeah.
You get the fettuccine alfredo. You get the, and you get the chicken parmesan. Parmigiana, whatever you want to call it. I usually go to tour of Italy. Then I fuck with the little the fried for appetizer the fried lasagna fritters.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now I say give me the breadsticks, but instead of the marinara sauce, bring that Alfredo to the table. I dip that in the Alfredo. Yeah. Bam. Whop the bam. Sometimes I might feel a little different. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got the tour of Italy. Bam. I'm taking some of that marinara sauce. Dip the breadsticks. My bad. Dip the breadsticks in the marinara sauce, and now I'm having a party. You know, so I get the best of both worlds, if you will, like Hannah Montana. So I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying.
You're supposed to get the chicken and shrimp carbonara. That's the best thing on the entire menu. It is.
So you could eat that for the rest of your life, and that'd be the only thing
for the rest of my life with the damn salad and breadsticks for the rest of my life.
The salad is the only thing that they haven't fucked up.
You're not going to the right one. I refuse to believe that you've gone to all of them.
I've been to every single one of them, believe it or not. I didn't search high and low for a good Olive Garden.
High and fucking low.
I'll tell you that much. And they continuously let me down, and my wife is there to let me know every time. Huh? This your favorite? Huh? And I'm like, no, you just, it was just, they're just having a bad day. I'm sick of it.
They have tiramisu, and that's my favorite dessert. And they never fuck that up. I don't know.
I want to do an honorable mention. But.
Okay, what's that?
I don't know if you guys remember this place, but as a kid growing up, it was our spot. Ponderosa.
Oh, yeah, they used to have that chicken.
The chicken.
You know, Winston still has one of those.
What?
It's still kicking. Yeah.
With the chicken?
Yeah.
On point?
Oh, I haven't been there in years. Because, you know, Vincent's got a lot of meth heads, and I just, you never know.
And another honorable mention, just for the wings, cheeseburger in paradise. Just for the wings. And a drink.
Are they still around?
I'm not gonna lie to you. It is one somewhere. I don't know. Let's look at
it's one in Florida, but the one, when I told my wife we was moving back to Indianapolis, I was like, hey, first thing we get back, we going to Cheeseburger in Paradise. When I tell you my heart broke, when I looked them up and they said they was permanently closed, I was like,
damn. And that's
I remember going to Cheeseburger in Paradise in Terre Haute Like, it was like just a celebration. Hey, baby, Cheeseburger Paradise. Oh, but when God. I heard they got shut down, I was like, all right, baby, we drove an hour to go to the one in Indianapolis. Like, hey, we're going, yeah. going to Cheeseburger Paradise. And I used to get, God. I used to get, what's going on?
No, go ahead. Keep on. Oh, no.
Okay. But I.
They didn't close them all.
I told you. Not one of them hoes is hanging around.
Oh, my God. They got, so I used to get this website,
drink that they had. It was a, I think it was like a paradise drink, whatever. It was like coconut, Sprite, and something else. I used to take them back. And damn, they all gone.
This is heavy.
I don't know the company, what happened, but.
Jimmy Buffett, he owned them and he sold them. God damn it, that
motherfucker. Oh.
You know, because that so song was
he sold
was
them
his.
Just for somebody not to,
oh,
to reopen, like, all right, man, give me the money and do whatever you want.
I remember when I started working at Fuddruckers and y'all almost beat my ass.
Fuddruckers owned
you just don't work there.
Luby's Fuddruckers restaurant. Yeah, they own them. And if you go to their website, the Cheeseburger and Pear, you motherfuckers. You slick bastards.
Mm-mm. And Fuddruckers not like us. We had it one time, and I was like, yep, never again.
Those niggas got me out of a job, too. I would have been a cook for the rest of my life. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, I wouldn't have been.
No, you wouldn't have.
I'm going to work. Nah. Yeah, nah. Hey, my mom, look, some people that's be, if they pass me, I'm like, all right, cool, but nah.
Them motherfuckers, though. I guess shit, since Cheeseburger in Paradise is over, I could talk about this. Them bitch ass niggas, look, I used to work at Cheeseburger in Paradise in college, you know what I'm saying? First of all, they make everything from scratch. And I am not just saying that. This is, and people always get fooled by the name Cheeseburger in Paradise. Them niggas made everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah. Like, he was back there pattying and shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas making all of the sauces from scratch. Like, you have to come in and do prep. It was niggas' whole job who was just prep. That was all they did. Everything from scratch. The pasta on point. The chicken on point. Them sliders was made by God's hands. He made the buns for them sliders. I don't know what was in the buns. The chicken strips. The chicken. Mm. Yo, I used to literally throw one in for the customer and throw one in for my goddamn self. Every time I would be like, they'd be like,
one for me.
Every time they order sliders, they'd be like, hey, we got a 4-pack coming. I'm like, or a 5-pack. I put that bitch right on that bitch. Every time they'd be like, how come we keep ending up with an odd number of the slider patties? Who knows? Because you could only get them in
Did they not give y'all, like, I know when I used to work at a Cheesecake Factory, like, every night you get a free meal. Did y'all not get a free meal every night?
Yeah. Oh, free meal.
Plus a slider.
You talking about one? One free meal?
I mean, like, a meal to take home? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Free meal. Nigga, I was meals. I was in that bitch eating, dog. I was really in that bitch. Meal. One. Dog, I was in that bitch eating. And when I say everything, y'all, I'm not even just saying that. We changed our grease out every night, like, or filtered it, like, one night, and then you got to change it out the next. Like, they did everything. It was on point, G. Mm. And then Fuddruckers one day, I come to work, they say, we got a meeting, y'all, at 12 o'clock. Everybody got to be at it. I'm like, hey, what if they tell us that this bitch closing down? I was joking. Bad habit.
That shit wasn't funny no more.
I was joking. I was dead serious. I was joking. Everybody laughed like, haha. We went back to work. 12 o'clock come around. So turns out, guys, we're closing down. When I say we were busy too, not just, oh, y'all busy. We would be packed for hours, lying out the door. So it's not like this place ain't making money. They making money. Mm-hmm. These niggas come in. Hey, we're closing down. Fuddruckers bought us out. We're going to be giving y'all severance based on how long y'all been here. This is y'all last day. I said, well, goddamn. Everybody looked at me like, Nigga, you knew? I was like, no, I was joking. I had no clue. I would have came in this bitch if I knew. Like, I ain't want to be here today.
No.
But then it turns out I actually needed it. That was my last check, so. Then it was like, you know, you might get hired back at Fuddruckers when they get done rebuilding and they rebuild the Fuddruckers. I was like, fuck you, bitch ass niggas. Right. I'm out here searching for a job because Fuddruckers. I'll never go to a Fuddruckers in my damn my life. Fuck them. That's what I say. So that's fair. All I got to say about them. So
that's fair.
Man, I can't believe all of them is shut down. That just kind of hurt my heart, G. I always thought one day I'll be able to go to another cheeseburger in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Man, well, I don't know how we move on from this. I don't know.
Like if somebody passed away, he's like,
I don't know how we move on from this.
He's really sad.
This shit hurt me. I ain't gonna lie. Nah, they used to have this jamming jalapeno. Not jamming jalapeno. It was called jalapeno something sauce. Nah, I used to put that shit on everything. Nah, you would not believe the shit I done tried that sauce on. I literally put it on chicken, fries, steak, burgers. I put it on anything you could think of. And it was good with everything, G. I'll never get that sauce again because oh my god. Y'all don't even know, G. This is really, I'm laughing, but I'm hurting inside, G. This is hurting.
And I hate to laugh at you being distraught over this. God. But oh my god.
I can't believe that. Because that was a really good honorable mention. That's a really good fucking honorable mention. And I always thought this is still one out there somewhere, but these sons of bitch, when they post this, what was this? These motherfuckers. They gonna put a number up here. If you got any questions, call this number. I got some. I'm gonna call them.
Dom, please do not call them people.
Sure. Let me speak to the manager.
Fuddruckers. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna speak to Fuddruckers. Him. That guy.
Oh my goodness.
Bitch. All right. Well, do y'all have any? That was a really good honorable mention, though. Damn.
It was.
Right now.
It definitely was.
That's it?
I never even got to have it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You never? Not once?
Never, not once.
And all of us was working there. Me.
I know.
Trey, we was all in that bitch. We could have got you a meal, two, three.
I know.
Yeah, as much as you wanted, really.
I know. Y'all asses is probably why they went out of damn business. Talking about
I'm trying to be honest with you the whole time. They weren't really on that with the food. Because it was certain stuff that we was going to throw away at the end of the night anyway. Mm-hmm. So they wasn't really like, oh, y'all Denny's. Can't have a meal. It was just like,
yeah.
I used to tell niggas, like, I'm on the line cooking. I'd be like, I literally would say it out loud, managers on the line every time. They'd be like, hey, we got six wings coming back. And I'm like, hey, throw me down three of those. Nobody would blink an eye at that. Because I'm going to eat them bitches.
Y'all was in there living the sweet life.
The man.
Then they would have been like, bitch.
I don't think that's nothing wrong with that. Because I feel like you're going to throw it away anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, if you let people have a certain amount, they're not going to overdo it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just take as much. Because some of the times, I have my free meal, but I've been eating it so much, I don't even want to take it for the night. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Yeah.
I want something else. So, how often was that? Not often. Because it was so much variety, but still.
That's true. If you let people get a little bit, they're less likely to overdo it, because we had niggas at B-Dub stealing whole chocolate cakes. Yeah. I mean, whole fucking cakes.
Hey.
And then we're looking for them the next day, knowing the shipment just came in. Cakes gone. Who does shit like that?
I'll be honest. Hey. I do. look, hold on. I'm going to tell you. At Denny's, I was that guy. We done talked about it multiple times. I took a full cheesecake. I didn't take a full cheesecake. Gosh. One of my friends did, and I ate it with him. We had a whole kickback at our house with Denny's cheesecake in that, a whole Denny's cheesecake in that bitch. And everybody had
black
some.
People.
It was on video too. I don't know what happened to that video because we was all laughing like, yeah, Denny's, fuck yeah. It was on video. I don't know what happened to it. But yeah.
I am weak. That is funny as hell. Poor Denny's.
Yeah, man. Denny's act like they don't want to give you nothing. I'm gonna take mine. Moving on. And they still got Denny's in business, but cheeseburger.
They do. Man,
God, to be taking away the wrong thing sometimes.
Oh my god.
It is, though. Like, don't y'all ever feel like that? Like, man, God, what was behind this one? Alright. I just don't get it. So moving on. Hardest advice you ever had. Hardest advice you ever had. So, what's the hardest advice you've ever gotten from a friend? Or maybe even not even just a friend, but like a loved one. Like someone you know, anyone that cares about you. Not just some random Joe Schmo that says some fucked up shit to you. But but just like some good hardest advice you had to take in from a friend.
Does it have to be from a friend?
Or, I mean, I would say a loved one, but was it somebody that's you okay with?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It could be family. It could be.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it could be family, so a loved one, someone, you know, like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, it was definitely from my mom. A lot of my hardest advice comes from my mom because she's always been the person that could just see shit that I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was definitely her child that was like, I'll figure it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find out. It's fine. But some of the toughest advice she had to tell me was to like let certain friends go, let certain people in my life go. She's like, they are not your friend. They are not for you.
Moms are like, good for that.
I'm telling you. And I'm just like, no, mom, they just had a lot of trauma. They're just misunderstood. They just this, they just that. And boy, she was there with open arms. Every time them niggas did me dirty, she was right there. She never said, I told you so. But she would say, so this is what I saw that made me say this. And now, you know,
yeah,
this is the result of it. But let's be wiser next time. Let's do a better job at reading people next time. So it bit me in my ass and it hurt me to, because when she would say it, I kind of knew that she was, you know, I knew that she was telling the truth about the people, but I was trying to see the good in them and believe that they would change and be different. I was, you know, I was young, very naive, very naive. And now,
but you know,
I still see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're just like, they wouldn't do me like that. These are my friends. We stay the night with each other all the time. We do this, we do that, and it's the same motherfuckers on three-way talking about your ass. So, yeah, it helps me be more careful in relationships, friendships, for sure.
Facts. Coming facts.
I kind of got one on the same line, so I'm going to wait. What was yours, Mr. Wavy?
Oh, shout out to Master E, my big head sister, my Ace Boon Coon. I remember one day I was playing. You was like having a fight or whatever, and man, one day my sister like accidentally brushed up against me, and she's like, "Boy, your ass sink. You need a shower." And I was like, "I took a shower." She's like, "You need another one." And what that thing for?
Damn!
I vowed to never be that nigga to smell like ass again.
I feel that
because I'm thinking to myself like, hey, I'm doing, you know, I'm watching, like, I must not be watching good enough. So my bar of soap, the white bar of soap, became my best friend. I made sure I get into every crevice. I lotion up, deodorant, baby powder. Like, you cannot tell me I smell bad. Only time you can tell me if I smell bad, if I got done working out or I got done wrestling and stuff like that, and I'm just about to get off the mat and stuff, that's the only time. But that? Nah, man. So shout out to her.
Yes.
I feel that.
Clean your ass. Shit don't change. until you wash your ass.
Hey. Hey.
Words to live by.
Man.
Shout out to Kendrick, man. Damn, man. I got so many. I don't know where to start.
I got it. Let's, come on. Let's get it.
Damn. Which one can I go with? Because I could go with the route India said. Actually, I could go the route you said, too. Mm. Something that I didn't want to hear, though. All right. So, I remember when I was a kid. And I, believe it or not, I used to be very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, extremely sensitive. So I was at church, and I was in the choir because I had to be. It was, you know, mm-hmm. it's a family church. It's one of those big, it's a, you know, decent church. It's a big church, but it's all my family go there. My grandfather, the pastor, uncle played the drum, my mom, the choir director, and it's all these people. You know what I'm saying? But so I had to do something. I had to. So I was. My mom didn't, she didn't give me no choice. She said, until you're 18, this is as a kid, she said, until you're 18, you're going to do something. I don't know if that's playing the drums, playing the piano, singing, being an usher, doing something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it, be in the choir, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. What did I sign up for? I'm like eight years old, something like that. Look, if you said the wrong thing to a young nigga like me at the time, I'ma cry. I'ma tell you. So I remember it was this all men's week where it was like men's choir, all the men singing, and all the women sitting down and just enjoying the service and stuff like that. Men, ushers, all this stuff. So we doing a rehearsal for men's choir. So it got to me. Imagine you, I'm fucking 7 years old. You know what I'm saying? 8 years old, something like that. Nigga, voice was a little high too.
Yeah.
So they doing the little parts, and then it was like, so everybody go, you know, make sure you're singing in the right key. I'll go. It gets to me, and it was like, what you sound like a girl for? And everybody in the choir started laughing. I mean, dead hard down, dying laughing. Right. And say, you sound like a girl, your voice high, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, when I say I cried for the rest of my day, so I'm like, I'm crying, I'm in the back, like, man, they said I sound like a girl. I was mad, too. Mad and crying.
Rightfully so.
So then, one of my, I guess you could say is like a family friend, was like, hey, you gonna have to toughen up, man. You be crying about everything. Like, now, I'm not saying that this is really good advice or something that I didn't need to hear. It's like, you gotta stop letting words get to you this much. Like, you gotta, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, so what? They said that. Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares?
Yeah, but shit, they who said cares? It in front of every damn body. They did. The whole and now,
when
I say,
when you hear multiple niggas laughing at you as a kid at the same time, it feel like an auditorium in that bitch. And you just sit
that's
there like.
That's traumatizing. Right.
Yo, and I'm sitting there like.
Ah! Help me.
Like, I've been there crying. So he's like, you got to stop letting people get to you. Like, every time you cry, they win. They win every time.
That's true.
And that stuck with me so crazy, G. And that probably worked backwards maybe a little bit for me because now a nigga can't cry. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I done trained myself so much to not cry and shit. Like, it did work out. Like, I understand the advice. The advice was really just stop letting shit get to you like that.
Mm.
But I took it a whole step further and was like, now a nigga don't cry about shit, and it just sucks. Because sometimes I'm like, damn, I probably should cry about this, but I don't feel it. I might feel it, but I just can't do it. Can't do it. So, but it was one of the pieces of advice, like, I needed to hear it. And he was telling me straight up, like, you know, you don't quit being so soft about everything. Like, it's... people gonna say stuff all the time, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So I just started being like that all the time. Like, oh well, you know what I'm saying? Nigga say something, whatever. So it was good advice, but at the time, a nigga's feelings was definitely hurt. So, yeah.
Rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was mine. That was mine right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That was there we go. I guess that was the end of the topic. Yeah. Moving on. Y'all let us know in the comment section what's something that some advice you heard, and we'll talk about it on the pod. I ain't seen no comments on the YouTube recently, but yeah, you know, what's some embarrassing, or not even necessarily embarrassing, but some advice that you gotten that you didn't necessarily want to hear or whatever like that, but you know what I'm saying, it ended up being good advice. Let us know in the comment section, and you know, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at the beginning of the pod. So
yes, we will.
Alrighty. It's the review segment, man. So let's go ahead and get it in. Mr. Wavy, I know you got a review. Oh, also, I want to apologize. I know we haven't had music reviews the last, what, 2 or 3 weeks? This is the third week in a row. I'm going to be honest with y'all. The reason why is because we did have a review that I wanted to do for Raven Lene, but I didn't have nothing good to say, and I don't want to do that yet because I like her. I'm going to be honest. I'm being biased. I like her, and I'm just not really getting the album yet, so that's why I didn't do the review yet. I'm going to give it maybe one more week and see if I can pull something from it. Because the single, I loved it. I love the single. It's called Skin Tight by Raven Lene. Love it. But the rest of it, I don't know. So that's why I haven't done it. I know I said I was going to do it a while back. Also, it just ain't been no good music dropping. So there you go. All right. Mr. Wavy, y'all know you got the movie review. We got 2 movie reviews, and then we're gonna be out of here. So,
all right, man, let me get into it, man. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm reviewing Uncharted. It's pretty much loosely based off the Uncharted franchise. If you don't know, Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, and then Uncharted 4, bro. Like this, you know, pretty much. Well, I'm gonna give where it is. You know, it started from, you know, what's my guy name? Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, so, you know, Laura Croft, and then we got Drake, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. So they pretty much loosely based this movie off the video game. Pretty much the premise is a treasure hunter named Victor Sullivan recruits a smart young kid, Nathan Drake, to help recover a 500-year-old fortune, lost pirate ship treasure. It starts out to be a regular heist, but soon it's become a global crime. White knuckles racing to reach the prize before the bad guys. But so on the cast, you got Tom Hollins as Nathan Drake. You got Mark Wahlberg as Sully. You got Antonio Banderas as the McCoys. I forgot their names, but they like supposed to be the bad guy, but then they got this other character called Joe, which is a black female lead. And when I tell you, bro, I was all in for her. A female.
Oh, her name was Joe?
Yeah.
Like J-O-E?
Yeah, J-O, the Joe. Let me pull it up.
I like that.
Let me see.
Yep. I love the two-way names. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they call her Joe. You know what I mean? Like, Joe, why you been, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it started out, Antonio Banderas, like, he was, like, supposed to be the bad guy. But really, it's almost like a video game. You got the sub-bad guy and the actual bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I ain't going to give too much away, but, bro, when I tell you from at the very start of the movie, all you see is the scene. You see Nathan Drake wears his necklace, and you see it floating in the air. And just like how the video game is set up, you start off in some scene where you like almost about to fall to your death, or you got to figure it out. But bro, I ain't gonna hold you. I thought it was gonna be bad, but I watched this movie damn near like 5 times already.
That's damn. Good. That's
to me good. It's good. To me okay. It's good.
I so watched this it five is like times. For the Uncharted fans. Would you say is like very closely Like, you got, it's like, close. Some of the video game situations out of it.
So, what this is, like, Tom Holland, shout out to him. You know, you already know him as Spider-Man. So, he's good with his hands. So, he starts out as a bartender, right? Mm-hmm. But he's a bartender slash a thief. So, he can easily, like, quick talk you and take stuff off your wrist. You wouldn't even know it. But he's super very intelligent when it comes to history. And then on top of that, like, his parkour game, like, it's a lot of scenes in there with Tom Holland, like, running after somebody, jumping over somebody, flipping over somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, he is very, it's very good. Because I was like, how they going to do this? Because you know how Uncharted is, where you are running away, you climb an obstacle, you falling down from stuff, and you, like, you know, it's running gun, you shooting. So with this, like, they really didn't get to, like, he did, they had the iconic scene where he put on the gun, tote, vest and everything. Like, he pulled the gun out. He had that scene. It was iconic, you know what I mean? It was dope, but that was that one scene for that moment. But everything else was, you know, I'm parkouring and I'm jumping, I'm flipping. Like, everything, every time he got up, he got hit by something after that. You know what I'm saying? And, I ain't gonna hold you, man. Like, they did a good job, and I'm gonna say it like this. Mark Wahlberg, he did a good job playing Sully. Like I said, the black female villain. Yo, she did her thing. Hold on a second, I'm sorry. She did her thing playing the bad guy as well. There's another chick in there, I forgot her name. She played Chloe. She had her own video game as well. Like, it all came together, you know what I'm saying? Because in the movie itself...
Oh, are those the, like, two girls on that had their own Uncharted?
One of the girls on there, but not the other one. Chloe's on there, but not the other chick.
I never played it.
Really?
Yeah, bro, I got it on, and I still have it, and I've just never...
It's a good game. It's good quality. Whatever, you know?
That's the only one that I bought that I don't. I've never played.
Oh, yeah, I played none of the Uncharted.
I never played none of the Uncharted, but when I seen they had two girls, for some reason, I was like, I'll check it out. Mm. And I just never played. I never even turned it on.
Damn.
I bought it and I
but just
never...
That's a good... That's a good game, too, to play as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, man, overall, the movie, they set it up. It may be a part two.
Okay.
But
it sounds good,
bro. If you want action, you want a little bit of comedy, you got a little bit of, you know, betrayal going on. Like, why do you know what I'm saying? Overall, to me, it was good. It was like fast paced, but it was like the pace that they needed to be at. Cause that's how Uncharted movies are. Like, they have a brief moment, you know what I'm saying? But they action, comedy, and then you get like a little joy at the end.
Okay.
For me, I'm gonna get this movie on a scale of 1 to 10. I liked it. I watched it damn near 5 or 6 times. I'm gonna give it 7.5.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. And it's rewatchable.
Yeah, clearly, yeah, yeah, that's what's up. I kinda felt like since I didn't play the game, I couldn't watch it. That's why I never checked it out.
Mm.
So, but yes, I will check it out, though. That's a good review. Okay, so the movie I'm reviewing, another video game movie. a lot of these video games, by the way, I just want y'all to know, is coming out as movies, TV shows. Netflix picked up Horizon is going to be a TV show. Amazon picked up God of War.
The Last of
Us. No, they picked up The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. And I think
God of War is for HBO.
Okay, it is? HBO. So maybe it's Amazon that's doing God of War then.
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the lookout. Hey, and when I say these games be having some great ass storylines, don't knock it off just because it was a video game first. God of War has an extremely good storyline. Horizon do. I haven't played Uncharted, but it has an extremely good big fan base, and I know that all these people don't like it for no reason. Mr. Wayne, tell you, he played Uncharted. Tomb Raider always used to have good storylines. Mm-hmm. So check it out. And I know Last of Us do too. I've watched the videos of the storyline of the first one. So.
Mm-hmm.
So the video game movie I'm reviewing is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Sonic 2 is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. So, if you haven't seen Sonic 1, it's picking up shortly a little bit after where that left off. You got, so I'll just go. It's, that movie is 2 hours and 2 minutes long. It came out this year. Y'all know it pretty much just came out on streaming services. So it's on Paramount Plus right now. Both 1 and 2 is on there if you want to watch them both. So when the maniac Dr. Robotnik returns to Earth with the new ally, Knuckles, the Echidna, Sonic and his new friend Tails is all that stands in their way. That's the short version of, and honestly, all right, so you got James Marsden, who's back as Tom, Tom Wachowski. You got Jim Carrey back as Dr. Robotnik. You got, oh, wow, Ben Schwartz is Sonic. Ain't that some shit?
Ben Schwartz?
Ben Schwartz, that's the dude from Parks and Recreation. He was Tom's friend when they was trying to, like, start that business 360, some 360. And he was, like, he used to always say, like, I don't know, like, funny stuff here and there. He was, like, irresponsible with him and his sister. He'd be singing.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's he also on Space Force. He the one with the phone. He always got to have his phone.
So. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Huh. I would have never guessed. Mm. So he's Sonic. Idris Elba is in this one. He's Knuckles. He's the voice of Knuckles. Shamar Moore made an appearance. You got Adam Pally is Wade. Tika Sumpner is back as Maddie Wachowski. And you also got Natasha Rothwell from Insecure. She's back as Rachel. She playing pretty much herself. I think she get the herself roles.
Okay, so, with that. Hey.
Hey, I am eat up. I hope she keep eating up. I like her on screen, personally. That's me.
Yeah, same.
The movie, though, it followed us along the lines of the cartoon. I mean, of the game. It's also a cartoon as well, but of the game, because, you know, when Knuckles first come into the scene, Knuckles don't join the team. You know what I'm saying? He on that with Sonic. So basically you see that a certain situation happened to where Sonic, it hurt Sonic as well, but it really hurt Knuckles and his people too. And that's why Knuckles is on that with Sonic right off the back. And then you see Tails come into the picture. Tails was not in the first one, but how Tails and Sonic build a friendship and how Tails comes into the picture for Sonic. I don't know. I feel like that may have been a part they could have did a little bit better with. I didn't really like that. I ain't saying the introduction to Tails was bad. I thought it was just like a little, this is what we did. And it was just kind of like a, let's just hurry up and explain this away. Like, we're cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now we best friends. That type of thing. It was just that and type of situation. Up. Like, it felt weird. I'll put it that way. Even though they did kind of work on it throughout the movie a little bit, it just felt like the situation between them being, because how we know Sonic and Tails to be is they've been best friends forever. You know what I'm saying? From the video games. From this situation, it was just like us building that friendship. And then halfway through the movie, we're best friends. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it was like, this is all one day, if you will. So.
Okay.
2 days.
Now, Tails is a guy, right?
Tails is, yep. Miles Tails. His full name is Miles Tails. No, Miles something Tails.
Okay.
Or Miles Tails something. But I know Miles is his first name. Yes. I always used to think Tails was a girl, too.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, somebody told me that probably on like the fourth game. Sonic was my game. I played all of the Sonics. Yeah. I was on Sonic more than I was really rocking with Mario for a while. And then Sonic hit like a brief stretch where they wasn't really coming out until Dreamcast again. So that's another story. So as far as, oh, Jim Carrey, Dr. Robotnik, killed it again. Did a good job again. And then this time it was even more along the lines of the game because of the small changes. So they did a lot of building of his character into what he, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a little bit of that Dr. Robotnik in the first one, but in the second one, it was a little bit more along lines of the game.
Right, right.
Even with, like, some of the things he was using, the fight scenes, stuff like that. And then as far as Idris Elba as Knuckles, it was like a Drax situation with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know that person that talk like that, but they the comic relief a little bit.
Yeah.
Knuckles was that.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, and it was cool though. It was cool though. Like, he was on business though. Like, he wasn't with the bullshit at all.
He pieced Sonic up?
Huh? Oh yeah. Yeah. He gave Sonic them fucking hands right off the bat too. Not like on some, not like a, oh, let's lead into it. No, he beat Sonic ass. tow his ass.
Damn.
Up. So
damn.
Yeah, and then it took a second, and then Sonic. You know, that's just any movie. Like, the, of course, the eventually the hero is gonna be a hero.
Gotta adapt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the movie, you start to see things play out into what'll be. They are gonna come out with a third movie. Clearly, I do think that the plot was solid. My only gripe, like I said, was I think they could have did a little bit better with the Tails-Sonic relationship, maybe explain it a different way. But overall, like, it's a kid-friendly movie. It's something that you should go see. You know, it, kids will be just fine watching it. If you are of that era, then you played those games, then you will like it too, because they had a lot of the video game nuances. Even this one part where I was like, oh, okay, damn. I low-key forgot about that being in video games until they did it. And I was like, damn, that is a thing. So
it's like a nostalgia feeling.
Hell yeah. I'm not going to lie, because I remember the first time I seen it. The first time I seen them do it, I think, was on Dreamcast. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. So if you know anything about, like, Chaos Emeralds and stuff like that. So that, and then I'm going to just go ahead and spoil the little end scene trailer, because it wasn't nothing crazy, but it was very important to what's going to happen on the third movie. So you could skip this like 10, 15 seconds later if you want to. Spoiler alert. Shadow is the end scene credit. If, you know, these movies don't really usually have end scene credits, but this one did. Everybody picking that move up now. So it had end scene credit, and it was just, oh, we got this project that was underground for 50 years and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, oh, Project Shadow. And then you just seen them, like, kind of come out around and look at the camera, and it was over. So Shadow's going to be, yeah, his eyes opened up, and that was like, oh, shit, Shadow. So that's going to be the next movie. I'm so glad, like we talked about before the podcast started, this is one of those movies where the creators listened to the people. They came out with a bad idea. They put it out for niggas to see, and we dogged it out. We said it looked terrible. Sonic looked bad. His voice sounded bad. His shoes was off.
He had human teeth.
It was terrible. And then they took that and went back to the drawing board, drew him up how he should have been drawn up, and the movie is successful. The first movie did $314 million. The first one did $319.71 million in 2020. That's Sonic the Hedgehog, the original one. To show you how listening to people work, that's one of the highest grossing video game movies. That's the first one. The second one just topped that. It's $331.64 million. at a time where niggas is not really going to theater. So that's what it grossed worldwide in the box office. So that's one of the highest video game grossing movies ever. So just throw that out there as one of them things. Like, listen to the people sometimes. It might work out in your favor, and they're getting dividends off of listening. Because if they would have came out with that movie how it was, they would not
You wouldn't have Sonic 2 right now.
Exactly. Yep. And since they keep going up, you know, Sonic 1 was 319, this one 331. You know, now it's a franchise. They're going to make it. It's 300. Oh, yeah. You keep, you know what I'm saying? You keep making more money. So why not? I would say this movie is rewatchable. Will I rewatch it? Probably not. But it is rewatchable. And out of 10, I'm going based off of the type of movie it is, it's a 7. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in here expecting like no curse words or, you know, it's going to be corny shit. PG. It's made for kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of movie. So I say it's a 7 out of 10. I really just wish they would have focused on that. The friendship with him and Tails, they did have good scenes together, though. They had really good scenes together. I just didn't like the explanation. That's all. So, go ahead, check out Sonic 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It was worth the watch. So, that's it. That's the end of the episode. And, yeah, thank y'all for coming back. It's your boy,
Mr. Wavy Willis. It's your boy,
Don Morales. And it's your girl,
India. Okay. Look at y'all. Look, I love this. I love I love when we end like this.
Oh, no, hey, oh, nobody got to be on it.
Hey, I just wanted to get it out the way because I already know, you know. Man, thank y'all for coming back, though, for sure. Like, comment, share, subscribe, please. It go a long way. Remember, our goal is 30 subscribers. We beat the 15 subscriber goal. And I know these goals sound small to y'all, but for real, it is a big deal to us. So please.
Absolutely.
It just puts us in favor of the algorithm. So thank you. Right. And do y'all got anything to add?
Hey, man, be looking out on our Twitter, our IG, and our Facebook. We're going to have little, like, snippets, clips, or, you know, little phone moments. Especially if you see episode 156. We'll be having out here shortly to check out. Like, hey, you be missing out on hypothetical moments, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's be the reason why you can tune in. Again, you know what I mean? Like, comment, subscribe on our YouTube channel. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, hey, don't keep it just for yourself, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, give us a shot. Yeah, so we've been doing this for, it's been 3 years now.
Oh yeah, 3 years, bro. We just had what that post on Facebook that I shared.
Yeah,
it was 3 years ago. We were sitting in Florida.
That's crazy.
We still here, man. We still grinding. Yeah. We doing the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we do got an audience out there. I don't know if they not scared or something. Like, hey, we got a YouTube page because some people said they want the visuals. We gave you visuals. Like, even if you don't watch the video visuals, still subscribe to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next, we got a thing where we got our Facebook page where you can listen to the audio, our audio on the Facebook page now. So,
We definitely got an audience, an audio audience, which is so weird to me. I always be thinking, I'm like, damn, y'all really fuck with the audio, but just not the video. But okay.
Yeah. And I think it's because they can just, like, be doing other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm that way, too.
And when you're watching a video, you're, like, more inclined to watch the TV and not do what you're supposed to be doing. So I get it.
I get it, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You got anything, though, India? Anything to
add? Rate us on all the streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever else you listen to us on. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all got that normal 2-hour episode out of us. So,
with that man, we did said, it.
Huh?
I said we did it. Yeah, 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2 hours. So. With that being said, though, thank y'all for coming back and stay dangerous.
got me laughing. I think I'm choking.
I'm choking.
This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Diamond wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up, it's mixed emotions, and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they're gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed. Mixed emotions.